Hey, it's Marnie. I wanted to read you one of the emails that I just got recently. Tons of people have been writing to me, asking me the same question, but this was a quick and easy email that was very straightforward. So it's about a interesting topic that I think will be very helpful to you, since a lot of guys keep writing into me about it. So I thought that I should do a little audio piece about it. And I will read the question to you. I have a question about women. I always get tongue-tied when trying to maintain a conversation with women. How do I start and maintain a conversation with women? In that same vein, how do I conquer my fear of talking to new women? Okay, so I'll answer the first part first about trying to maintain a conversation with women. Because I know I've worked with a lot of clients who have a lot of trouble. They can break into conversation. They have no problems with that. But it's actually maintaining conversation actually after they've got started. And that really comes down to you. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to find out from this woman that you've approached? What do you want to get out of her? Why are you having a conversation with her? I know that you want to be able to pull fantastic conversation out of your butt, basically, and talk for hours and hours and hours. But you know, for you may not be able to do that. So you need to practice, or you need to prepare conversation before it. And I don't like canned material, but I don't think there's any harm in having material available at recall. That's your material, not borrowed material. So what I suggest to a lot of my clients is actually to purchase an audio recorder and think back on the last 10 approaches that you had and think about where you got stuck in conversation. And I know that you've probably played it out a million times in your head, and you have conversation that you wish you would have brought up, or that you're like, oh, I could have brought up this and I could have brought up that. Write that stuff down, then record it. Don't read it and record it, but just know that that's what you want to talk about. Record it several times, then play it back and listen to it and see if you're boring yourself. Then you're going to bore the other person that you're talking to. So that's a way to have quick conversation to recall in case you ever get stuck in a conversation. Another thing for you to do, if you find that you aren't interesting enough, that you think you're not interesting enough, go make yourself interesting. Go do interesting things so that you have things to talk about. So if you happen to work a 9-to-5 job, which is really 9-to-8 for most people, or you sit behind a computer, you don't really interact with a lot of people every single day, I would say go out and make sure that you do one interesting activity a week. Either joining a singles group, or going to a basketball game, going to a movie, going to an art exhibit, taking an acting class, trying a new type of food, whatever it is, do something out of the ordinary for yourself once a week. If you do something like that, first of all, it's going to boost your confidence. It's you taking a risk by yourself, which will also boost your confidence, and you'll have something interesting to talk about. If you get stumped for conversation, you can bring up, I just saw the best movie, or I saw the worst movie, don't go see this, or have you seen this movie, or I just saw the most recent blah, 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 blah exhibit at the Art Institute. Are you into art? No. Well, let me tell you about art. I'm very into art. Or if you're into art, then let's talk more about art. There's lots of things that you can segue into, but it's just believing in yourself that you're actually an interesting person. Most likely you're already pretty interesting. You have friends who want to hang out with you, friends who you share opinions with. So right away, you actually are already interesting. You probably just may not feel it yourself. I've been through that as well, where I'm just like, I'm not doing anything. I only work all day, and you know, I'm not interesting. And it can be very depressing sometimes, but you got to get over that. You got to get over that and be like, no, I have value. I'm interesting. I have great opinions. People will want to have a conversation with me. And I do a lot of things every single week. I have new experiences. I get the luxury of talking to interesting clients every single week. So I get something to talk about all the time, which is fascinating to other people. So if you want to have conversation continuers at recall, I would say either write them down and record them with an audio recorder and, you know, rehearse them, practice them over and over again so that it's just automatic for you to pull on those stories or those conversation continuers, or actually go out there and do something interesting so you have something to talk about that you want to be talking about. Which actually leads me to another point. You want to make sure that what you're talking about is what you want to be talking about. No matter what, when you're in a conversation, it's about compromise. But as men, you should be guiding the conversation, not dominating it. I know that a lot of other people preach about you should be talking 90% of the time and not making direct eye contact and blah, 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 blah. I don't agree with that. You want to have that woman talking as much as possible, because the more that a woman talks, the more that she fears rejection. And the more that she talks, the more connected she feels to you, if you are guiding the conversation in the right way. If she's just talking at you and not really involving you or not worried about what your responses are, then it's not worth it. But if you're putting her in a position where she needs to respond or where she has to have the conversation and dominate the conversation, then that's something very attractive that you can actually be doing to women, because it causes fear of rejection in women, which will make them want to seek your approval and look intelligent in your eyes. So make sure that the conversation is for you and that you are actually guiding the conversation, again, not dominating the conversation. And I think that this actually works with people across the border. Anybody who's able to guide anything, guide a conversation, lead a group, whatever it is, that will always be attractive to the opposite sex, no matter what. So if you can maintain that position of guide and leader, then you're already sexy, you're already attractive, you're already an object of desire. So that's a position you want to be putting yourself in. As well, when you do approach somebody, I want you to retrain your brain so that when you approach someone, you're not thinking, oh God, are they going to reject me? Are they not going to want to talk to me? Am I going to have enough to say? You want to make your brain think, or make you think, that you have every right to be going up to that person. You're approaching them because you think there's something about them or something attractive about them. Now go find out what it is. So if you're approaching them because they're attractive, you walk up to them, you see they're attractive, they've proven you right. Now what else are they going to give you to make you stay around? They've won you over for the first 5 seconds. Now how are they going to win you over for another 30 seconds, another minute, another 5 minutes, another half an hour, another for the rest of your lifetime? How are they going to keep winning you over? And I'm not saying they have to go up and be a snob about it, but I just think that if you can retrain your brain to understand that the option is also yours, then you are going to do very, very well with women, because women can smell insecurity, they can smell when someone's nervous, and they can smell when there's craziness going on inside their head. As long as you can maintain your cool and not let them see that you're freaking out on the inside, because everybody freaks out on the inside, everybody fears rejection. It's just some people are better at handling it than others. So I hope that this answered the question about conversation continuers. And if you want any more advice on this topic, then as always, contact me or contact one of my Wing Girls through our website or through our email, info@winggirlmethod.com. And one of us will be able to provide you with some advice. And if you want more advice on a deeper level, that's more one-on-one or two-on-one, we have our Wing Girl outings and we have our coaching. We have tons of things that you can do. But if not, you know, just keep listening, and hopefully these audio recordings will help you. And the good thing about these is that you can play them over and over and over and over again. Listen to them at the gym, listen to them in the car, because really every single one of these recordings are about, it's about boosting your confidence and getting you to a comfort level. There's no rules. There's really no method. It's just about doing what works for you. The Wing Girl Method is about teaching you to find your own method. So listen to yourself, set your own boundaries, be self-secure, and that takes time and that takes a lot of work, but you are already one step closer to that. So I'll speak to you next time.